Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Oh, God.
You know what that noise means, it is, Lauren?
Yes,
it means
that I know.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween. I don't know the words. What is it?
Oh, my God. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween. Everybody make a scream. Trick or treat till the neighbor's gonna die of fright. If this our town, everybody sing. No, that was wrong.
That was perfect.
That was close.
Hey, thank you once again for saving the intro, Lauren El Manzano. Halloween episode. Boom! Intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that. Ooh, welcome to the Neuro Nerds.
Wow, guys, I was not expecting that. I'm a ghost.
Oh my gosh. All right, so I'm fighting off a little bit of a headache. I'm having a little bit of a weird brain day. It still cracked me up. It's Halloween. It's 2020 Halloween. Actually, you know what? It's 2020. That is the scariest thing I think anyone has ever uttered in the history of mankind. How's it going?
That's going to be a costume in a few years. Like, there's going to be a 2020 costume. There's going to be like the Karen, right? Which I think is a great costume. There's going to be costumes with paper masks and not being worn correctly. Someone is going to be a coronavirus.
That's a great Halloween costume, Lauren. Like a bottle of like Corona, like the beer, and then like a virus thing. Oh, that's brilliant.
If I had kids, maybe I'll dress one up as a bottle of Lysol and then put another kid in like a green beach ball and make them be the virus and have the bottle of Lysol trace them.
I will say, I'm pretty sure somebody's going to be toilet paper, right?
Because
That has to be like thing. Also, I think in a couple years from now, there will be like the most horrific, disturbing, gory costume. And people are going to be like, oh my God, what are you? Oh, I'm 2020. I think that's going to be the thing. So
could you imagine if it's like the great toilet paper hoarding of 2020? Like that's going to, when we're older guys, that's what we're going to be talking about to the younger generations, is the great toilet paper shortage or hoarding.
You know, what's really funny now as we just experienced it. How ridiculous was that whole thing?
I'm waiting for it to start again at some point.
Yeah. No, I'm stocked up. I'm good. So are you a Halloween person, Lauren?
Yes and no. Like I am not, again, like I feel like most things that people are like gung-ho about, I'm not. I enjoy some of it, but I tend to sometimes forget and I don't prep. So I usually like have to go to one of my standard or standby costumes. Like I don't get that into it. I don't create costumes.
Oh, okay. What's your standby costume?
Lara Croft, because that's the easiest thing for me to wear.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's fucking perfect, Lauren.
Tank top,
yes.
Shorts, boots, a gun holster.
Leg straps.
Yeah, yep. I just use my brother's gun holsters, or I use like garter straps, and then I put my hair in a braid and I'm done.
Also, the ability to murder anyone at any point
done.
In time.
Done.
You got it down. I think Xena Warrior Princess would be dope for you.
I would love to do Xena, but I would have to do it justice, so I would need an actual costume. The other thing I easily do is I just put on a belly dance costume, and I'm like, I have a blue one. I'm like, I'm Princess Jasmine.
Oh. You know what's funny? I've seen you in that outfit, and you look exactly like Princess Jasmine. That's perfect.
Yep, if she was a dancer. So that's where I go.
As an adult, not as a child. As a child, I don't. Did you do costumes as a child?
Yes, my mom put us in cute costumes.
Oh, you had cute costumes. I did not. I grew up in New York in the 80s as a child.
Were you a heroin addict? Was that your costume?
As an adult, I think that's going to, when Halloween's a thing again, I think that's what I'll be.
All you got to do is touch up your under eye bags and walk outside. Done.
I'm like Jared Leto when it comes to this stuff. I'm going full method. I'm actually going to be doing heroin.
Wow. Okay.
I think there'll be a fact check there.
Disclaimer, the Neuro Nerds do not endorse or promote drug use in any way, including heroin. Don't listen to Joe. He had a stroke.
So when I was a kid, I don't know if you remember these costumes because you're younger than me. There was these uncomfortable plastic costumes.
That's
and
what
literally
I wear
it was just. <It's> not... Oh my God, I feel a million times better, Laura. I'm so happy to be doing this right now. So it would literally be like a piece of vinyl, right? Mm-hmm. And printed on it would be like C-3PO's body.
Yes.
I would be in this plastic thing. It's literally just a sheet of plastic with C-3PO printed on it. And I would be in this not breathable material with a very hard plastic mask with a thin rubber band digging into the back of my skull. And I did that for several years. I was C-3PO. I was a stormtrooper. I was a Gamorrean guard. It was so ridiculous. Every year I'd be so uncomfortable, but I'd be so happy because I'm a huge Star Wars guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found out about adult Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. If you guys have not experienced adult Halloween, come on, guys. What are you doing?
That's
it involves
kind of
lots
me.
Of alcohol. It involves lots of alcohol. It's lots of nudity for some reason. It's like a lot of skin showing, which is crazy. And Joe gets to dress in drag, which is hilarious. Lauren, it's so funny because I look like this, but I'll wear the things that you wear.
Joe, you think it's funny. It's actually terrifying. And people file restraining orders asking you to stop.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. So my favorite Halloween costume, we all have to have like a favorite. My favorite was Marilyn Man Joe.
Mm.
It was fantastic. Number one, I sing Happy Birthday as Marilyn Man Joe. You're welcome.
Yeah, Joe sang me Happy Birthday once as Marilyn Man Joe, guys. And let me tell you, those are 2 minutes I wish I had back.
Hey, prep for the rest of your life. It will be a thing. Just saying. Here's what's awful. I put no thought and effort into it at all. The girl I was dating at the time, she had like that Marilyn kind of top.
Mm-hmm.
I was like cracked out skinny. So like I wore it. I fit into it because she was like tiny. And then I fit into her skirt so it looked like I had the Marilyn dress on. I had like some jewelry.
Wait,
and
what
then I just
is
did, like,
a Marilyn dress? Is it the white one?
The white one?
Okay.
The white one.
Because she has so many famous dresses.
The white one, because that top looked exactly like the top. And then with the skirt blending in, it looked like the dress. So then I did like the little mole, the fake little mole. I was rocking Puma sneakers because, of course, I didn't care. And I went to the party and it was awesome because people were like, oh my God, it's like the best outfit. And like I got so much love and attention. There was this girl that showed up to the party. Guess who she decided to be? Sadly, Marilyn Monroe. She hated so much of who I was because she was one of those people where she put like legitimately, Lauren, so much time, care, and effort into her outfit, and nobody cared. Nobody cared because here is this 6'2" hairy dude with his hairy chest out, not even wearing a blonde wig. Not even wearing a blonde wig, not even caring, taking pictures, getting all the love. It was a lot. That by far was my favorite costume.
For my nerd friends out there, this reminds me of the ever infamous or famous Manpei. So if you did the early anime expo circuit when AX used to be at the Anaheim Convention Center, I do believe Manpei, there was like Man Yuna as well, used to go to all the cosplay events as well. This has got to be like early aught 2000s. So like 2006, 2005 era. Yes, Man Faye. So if you ever watch Cowboy Bebop, there is Faye Valentine. Okay, she's very skinny. She wears little yellow short shorts with a, like a bikini bra and suspenders and has like purple hair. Super pretty, cute, hot, whatever you want to see. Now imagine a man like you, if not bigger. And he became famous, known as Man Faye. And Man Faye would go to every convention and was famous.
I love that.
You're not quite on his level. Let's be real.
No.
But that's where I am going for when you tell me that story. I'm like, oh, so you're Man Faye. Got it.
I would definitely be Man Faye. Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds. I had a friend, a 330-pound Mexican cat. He was my assistant when I was working the kids' toy store. And his costume consisted of a blonde wig. Okay. Oh, it's a blonde wig. What was he? So he just put on a blonde wig and people were like, oh, who are you? And he was like, oh, I'm Calista Flockhart. That was his whole costume.
My God. So did you play the Harrison Ford to his Calista?
Remember, Lauren, much older than you. This is before that happened. This is like way before that. This is like when the Dancing Baby, her show, whatever her show was on.
I don't know.
What is she famous for?
I don't know.
Whatever she's famous for, damn it, I can't remember because of brain injury. Whatever that time frame was, that's what it was. My other group favorite costume was Alvin and the Chipmunks. Of course I'm Alvin because I'm kind of cool, Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, don't give me the pity cool.
No, it's a pity cool. It's a pity cool. So what are you going to be for Halloween this year since it's going to be bored in the house kind of?
Yeah, bored in the house. I think we'll just do like really gory makeup on one another. We did that one year where we're like, let's just do like some horror makeup, which was really cool.
Why you gotta do it? Why you gotta do horror?
Wait, because it's Halloween.
Well, I guess I'll just.
It's like the most hellish like day of the year.
So you'll do the horror and I'll just do the horror part. That's good.
Hey, that works. Normally, hey, single Joe, I had the horror part down, Lauren. I did. Now it's time for the horror.
The easiest thing with me to either be like Katana or something. That's easy.
Oh, you know what? And it's very topical for the day because you have the mask.
Yes, exactly. I have the mask. I have a blue outfit.
Or Melina.
Yeah. Well, I got
a blue Melina.
Well, no, Melina's purple. Wait,
is Melina purple? Yeah. Shit. Brain.
It's like a magenta. So Jade is green. Katana's blue. Melina is like a purple, pink, magenta. Then there's a new chick named Scarlet, I think, and she's red.
It would be weird if Scarlet was like blue.
I'd be like, no, that's Katana's color.
So my ultimate costume, Lauren, ultimate. Now this has to be laid out at like an amazing thing. We have to throw like a big Halloween party, like when we can, fingers crossed soon. Joe is going to be Felice from when she was on the cover of the Killers album. She was Miss Samstown. I am going to be Miss Samstown. If you don't know, party people, my significantly better half was on the cover of the Killer Samstown album. She is Miss Samstown, which means she was the chick in the bikini on the album with the ram. I want to get little ram ears for Stella, right? Think about that. Perfect. Beautiful. And then I'm going to rock a bikini with the sash. I have the actual sash, right? Little tiny heels because she had like little heels on. And the crown. Just think of the idea, Lauren. Amazing, right?
Are you gonna take photos and do it?
Oh my god, yes! I think I will literally. You have to do the who wore it better. Clearly, it's gonna be me.
Guys, I am not looking forward to this. I don't know if I want to be a part of this.
You know, it's funny. Felice is like, "What about me?" I was like, "Well, you could." Oh, yep, that's it right there. It's so good. Hey guys, just Google Killer Samstown cover. Yes, that's my outfit. That's what I'm gonna be. With a bald head and everything.
Yeah, and if you guys don't remember who the Killers are, they sang Mr. Brightside.
When you were young.
When you were young, Joe. Not by Joe Styling. No. yeah.
Lauren, I'm so happy to be talking to you. I've had like a very weird brain day.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fighting off a headache for like 90% of this day. This is awesome. I'm so happy to see you. Aww. You literally, you're like aspirin to me. You thin my blood. I don't know. I don't know where I was
going. I don't know where you're going with that.
So when did you stop trick-or-treating? Did you ever trick-or-treat? Like, did you go around the neighborhood? I don't know.
I live on a very hilly area, so it was like you did two streets because it was like the angle super steep. So you would like do two streets and then you're like, I'm done. And you come home. Maybe 14 or 15, probably.
Oh, that's, yeah. I think I was already doing stupid stuff in my teens. I was much younger. Also, my sister, you know, I had a little sister. And like when I moved to California, I stopped trick-or-treating, I think, when I was in New York. But like that was just really young, just because we were so poor. We really didn't do anything. We didn't have costumes and stuff. So I kind of like took it over like with her. But we lived in like not the best neighborhoods when I moved down here. So the trick is you go trick-or-treating in nice neighborhoods.
Well, yeah.
They have awesome candy.
Well, so I was just thinking about like why. I must have stopped earlier. Because the reason is on Halloween, we would do events at my Taekwondo studio. And again, I've been in Taekwondo since I was 7. So we would do on Halloween, we would all show up and have a party where we all dressed in costumes. We would play different games, so we used to play dodgeball. So of course, had to be violent games. And we didn't play like dodgeball, like the way you think dodgeball. We had a little ball, like this big. And that's a generous term to call it a ball because it wasn't always a ball. Sometimes like we made balls, like we took plastic bags, scrunched them together, and then duct taped them. And then
no, dude, that's not a ball, Lauren. That's a weapon.
Well, again, martial arts weaponized everything. And then we would do costume contests, and then all the parents would, everyone would bring in a bag from Costco. I remember we used to dump them all into like a big like plastic container. So then the kids would get to like scoop candy, or we would give candy out to the kids. So that's why we stopped trick-or-treating, because we had the Taekwondo stuff. So by the time we got home, it was like late. So sometimes we'd go trick-or-treating and not. But mostly I was like, I already got my candy and it was safe.
Hey, that was the whole point, is the candy. You needed the candy. Did you ever go to like a house and somebody gave you like a toothbrush and toothpaste?
I think so.
Somebody gave me raisins once. Yeah. And I'm like, how? Why? Why? You give me high fructose corn syrup. You give me sugar.
Guys,
give me all the bad stuff. That's what I need
Joe
today.
Joe is not a role model. His lifestyle contributed to the reason we're here today, guys.
100%.
Do not do a
pizza. You know what? If somebody hands you raisins, say thank you. Thank you for caring about my health. I appreciate you. Even though those Snicker bars are amazing, even though those M&Ms are life, even though those witch's teeth, what do you call them? The candy corn is trash. I would still shove them in my face because it's Halloween and it makes sense to eat that garbage candy.
Guys, recommendation in all things is moderation. But especially for 2020, well, we don't trust no one. So you need to take yourself out and get yourself some candy and treats. But my recommendation is high quality. And if you must eat the trash candy and the trash treats, you do it in small quantities for yourself and your household.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. As a brain injury or a stroke survivor like myself, it's hard for me to get through reading books due to my injury. But with Audible, I can now enjoy as many books as I want just by listening. Thanks to Audible, I can listen to stroke survivor Kavita Bossi's book, Room 23. Once it popped up on Audible, I immediately put it on my wish list. Read Kavita's book with us. That's right, the Neuro Nerds have a book club. What a great way for our brain injury survivor community to read books together.
And even if you don't want to read the book we're reading, with this free trial, you can select any book of your choice for free. Go to audibletrial.com/theneuronerd.
Boom!
Boom!
Neuro Nerds.
Yes, you know what? Spend the extra couple of bucks and get like some dope ass candy. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm saying this because like I'm not saying this for children. It's Halloween. It's all about the adults. Go get yourself some delicious candy, some delicious desserts, and eat it. Shove it in your face. It's 2020. Treat yourself. 2020.
So I know. I love that reference, by the way. So this year, Halloween is on a Saturday, and I believe it's also on a full moon, which is the blue moon, because there's a second full moon this month.
Is it the blood moon?
No, Joe.
I don't even know if that's a thing.
So it's a Saturday night. So, there are some people that are not going to be COVID safe and they're going to go on to parties. And some people like are doing social distance events, which is great for Candy and kids. But the way I'm probably, if I'm not working, because let's be real, Lauren, also, that's the other reason That's the other reason I also stopped trick-or-treating was I would have my dance classes or I would have work on those days. So once in a while, I would dress up at work because I work at a bar or I work at a restaurant and I worked at the bar. And I would come in as like Laura Croft in my heels and my booty shorts, made great tips.
I was about to say that was definitely the way to go. Mm-hmm. If I would have done I probably wouldn't have made so many great tips.
So the way I'm going to do it, hopefully, if I'm not doing anything, is I'm going to spend time maybe watching Lauren's version of horror movies, scary movies.
Now, what would be your version of wow? That was a scary movie to me.
Okay, so I've talked to Joe about this before. I am not a horror movie person. I don't like gore. I don't like jump scares. And part of that has to do with, like, I think I'm hyper aware of situations. So, like, because of martial art, my different trainings I am, no matter where I go, even to this day, if I've never been there before, I will always immediately find the exits. I've done that since I was 8, guys, from training. Like, I would go somewhere and automatically I would know how to get out of something. And that's just sense of training. So I still do that to this day. I always sit so my back is against the wall so I can have a clear view of sight of everything. And then even when I'm talking with people, I'm still watching everyone and everything around us. So I'm always aware. So things like the jump scares, like that really gets me. And I'm like, fuck, like that's so stupid. But so I don't like that stuff. And then I'm just not a big fan of gore. And like,
gore porn.
No, I don't like gore porn. It's just, it's too much. I'm just like, okay, I get it. What I think is far more frightening are like the suspenseful thrillers, psychological things that really fuck with your brain. That stuff scares me.
Yeah. So like definitely like Hannibal the Cannibal.
Well, that's
what Yes. Silence of the Lambs. Yes. Did you like Hannibal?
Yes, because I still like.
I love Hannibal.
I love Hannibal. Oh, well, the show or the second movie?
The second movie.
Oh, yeah. So there's Red Dragon, which was also fabulous. Mm-hmm. And that one had
very good.
Ralph Fiennes, and you had Edward Norton, and you had Philip C. Hoffman.
Oh, I love him so much.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you had.
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So that's a great movie. And Red Dragon takes place before Silence of the Lambs. And then Hannibal I liked it. I mean, Julianne Moore was not Jodie Foster, but.
She was definitely she not, did, but I love Julianne Moore.
She did a good job.
I love her.
She did a good job. So I liked it. And then I even watched Hannibal Rising, and that had Gaspard Ulliel playing a young Hannibal. That one's pretty good too.
Never saw it. Now, if you're giving it the okay, now that you're a fan, like I know that you're a fan, I'll give it a go. I was like, yeah, dude, I don't know. I don't know if I'm there.
They tried really good, really hard.
Okay, good. I'm happy. And I'm a huge fan of Hannibal.
And Gaspard Ulliel is a really good French actor. So Gong Li is in there, which the only thing I had an issue is Gong Li is Chinese and they had her playing a Japanese one, but like that, whatever. Says the girl who gets hired to be an Arab and who's not Arab.
No shade.
So yeah, that's my kind of movie. I love watching Silence of the Lambs. The other types of movies that kind of get to me are like the religious scary movies. I think we've talked about that before in one of the other, yes, the stigmata, do not do the quote. We've done it enough times on this show, Joe. Don't.
I can't help it. You know, I want to say is, y messenger non importante.
Okay.
That's my favorite part of the movie. Yes. I'll tell you why. That part legitimately scared me because the voice was really deep and it came out of nowhere. I was like, I don't like that. If I had that same fright right now, I might end up in a hospital, Lauren.
Well, yeah.
I got to be careful.
So those kind of movies scare me because for some reason, religious movies, I mean, this has to be with being Catholic, right? Like there's always that little bit of like, oh, but it could happen, right? Like it could be the end of the world or like, you know, you could have possession. It's always like, but it could happen. The other one that really scared me, that was a good Anthony Hopkins movie. And I think, again, we have brain injuries, guys. I don't know if we remember. I think I talked about this before. It was called The Right. And it was an underrated movie. Anthony Hopkins played an amazing character.
Never seen it. Always wanted to see it. The Right was good?
Oh, it scared me. There was some Hannibal going on in there.
Oh, I love Anthony Hopkins so much. Sir. He's so creepy.
Sir Anthony Hopkins.
I can't be disrespectful. What did you think of The Exorcist?
You know what scares me more than The Exorcist? Let me be honest. I haven't seen The Exorcist all the way through. I've only seen parts of it. Because like, I've heard too many things about it. It's haunted. I mean, my parents have read the book and they were like, mm-mm. My friend read the book when she was in like junior high and her parents told her not to. So she like borrowed a copy from someone and read it while they were out of town, and it scared her so much. She went outside, threw the book away, grabbed her rosaries and her crucifixes and called her mom and told her and begged her to come home from her trip. Yeah, she was terrified.
That's hilarious. Catholicism, man. I'm telling you, it'll get you.
But you know what scares me more? Well, at least that I've seen is The Omen. The Omen scares me. Both versions.
The Omen was really mad. I like the new one.
The new one was
pretty
good.
Think I was going to like it. Yeah, I didn't think I was going to like it. I love Julia Stiles. Mm-hmm. And Liev Schreiber, was he in it?
Yes, Liev Schreiber was the dad.
I like him. But Julia Stiles, she does it for me. Even though she's a little bit of a forehead thing, I love her. I think she's super hot. I love her. Yeah, no, the Exorcist got me because I saw it when I was like 3 years old.
Oh, see, that
my sisters were in so much trouble.
That's why,
when my mom got
so
home.
I was traumatized by it.
Oh,
so the reason I was traumatized by it is I was like 5 or 6 and I was at my cousin's house. My two older boy cousins in the living room watching it. My female cousin, she's 1 year older than us. We were like running from the kitchen to her bedroom and like we were going to, I don't know, we were playing with dolls or something. And so like we had come out of the kitchen and we were going to her bedroom, and it was right at the part where, spoiler alert, if you guys haven't seen the original It, where the balloon filled up and then exploded. We saw that part and I just remember we screamed so loud and we ran and slammed the door and locked ourselves in her room. Like her mom had to come like help get us out of there. So I was always traumatized about that. But like the Stephen King movies, some of them get me, like The Langoliers. I don't know if you ever saw that. It was
I think I've seen that, and I love Stephen King.
I think that was a TV series, possibly. The other one was like The Stand, that the original. That was
like, I enjoyed it. I didn't see the remake. I like the original.
The creepy,
the
bad guy. He was always that schmarmy, charming, like scary devil guy. That was freaky.
Any charming person is a bad guy. That's it.
That's me.
That's in real life. And you're a bad guy.
Yeah, no, I'm a villain. What about
well,
for you?
You're like an anti. You're an anti-hero.
I'm an anti-hero. Okay, I'm Deadpool.
you're actually like Jason Bourne. You know what I mean? You're like Lauren Manzano Bourne.
There you go. Right? I'll take it.
Thanks to our sponsor, Avid Technology, for providing us with the tools, or should I say pro tools, to record, edit, and mix our podcast and get our message out clearly to the world.
Try Avid First to start recording today for free at avid.com/pro-tools.
Yay.
Yay.
Honestly, for me, the scariest movie I've ever seen was The Exorcist because it impacted me so much as a child. From the years 3 to year 4, I slept facing the wall in my head. I swear she was behind me. She was behind me. It destroyed my life. It really did.
Did you not have rosary? I have like 3 rosaries right by my bed. So sometimes when I feel nervous, I just grab a rosary.
Oh, wow. Are you sure you have enough?
I actually collect rosaries, so. From different places.
I didn't have a rosary, but my teacher at the time, it was my first teacher ever, was a nun, Sister Madeline. So I didn't need a rosary. I would just go to school and feel bad about myself. Yep, that's what Catholicism did to me. As an adult, I think the scariest movies that I've seen, there's not gore. I am a huge fan of gore porn because I'm sick and twisted, Lauren, but those don't scare me. Like House of 1,000 Corpses, it's just like, wow, that's like really gross. And I watched it because there's something severely wrong with me. I think The Others was a brilliant movie. There's no gore whatsoever. It's 100% like psychological and it's a thriller. And that twist, I won't say it, but you guys should all know by now, you dicks. Sorry, don't mean to call you dicks. It's a very strange holiday. It's 2020. It's a weird year. And also The Conjuring, I think was brilliant.
Yeah, those were done well. Yeah, I like both from Conjuring 1 and 2.
The first and the second one. I'm going to throw La Llorona in there only because my friend Marisol actually played La Llorona. Marisol. And Insidious was really good too. I like the way that they did those movies.
I think some other good ones that are like, again, those weird suspense movies, Witch.
Oh, the Vivitch.
Yeah, that one was kind of weird. Again, with the vibe and the ambience, that was a good weird one.
No.
Yes.
With the pilon. Wait, do you call it pilon? The mortar thing with the babies?
The mocajete?
I guess?
Yeah.
Where you make spices?
Yeah.
Do you remember the beginning?
Yes,
with the babies? Oh, God, Lauren. God,
that one's weird.
I almost didn't make it.
There's another one. Rough. It's not a horror movie, but again, it's one of those thrillers that make you think. I believe it was called Triangle. It's weird. It's about like there's a boat and there's like a ship. Just look up Triangle. Okay. It stars like, I cannot remember what her name is. It's a blonde actress. She's like one of those like interchangeable blonde actresses. I can't think of that's off my head. But that one's a really good suspenseful, like it's like a psychological thriller. Like it makes you think about things. I shouldn't think what else I mean, Constantine, if we're going to go nerd, is always great.
I love that was creepy, yeah. Man. I loved how terrible it was.
Yeah. Constantine was.
You know what you'll like? It was not good.
I enjoy it.
It wasn't terrible. So do
it's
I.
It's enjoyable.
I love it. I know it's not good. I love it. Shia LaBeouf. Oh.
That's when he was still cute.
He wasn't cute after the ceiling.
No.
Yeah. I now have the DC Universe app thing.
Okay.
So I can watch all the DC stuff because I love all the anime and I miss the animation so much. They have Justice League Dark, where the actor that played Constantine in the TV show actually plays Constantine in that. It's dark. There's like a lot of death. I think you would really, really like that interpretation of Constantine. And I'm watching Swamp Thing, the TV show, like the live action. So I love hate it. I'll tell you why. It was initially done for the CW. So it's like, it's not going to be. And then they were like, nope, we're going hard R. So now when I say hard R, there's some stuff in the first episode where I was like, oh my God. Like it was like horrific, right? But then some of the acting, it's like, oh, this is the stuff that was from the CW. So it's this weird balance. I'm waiting for season two. And I think season two is just going to be like, this is what we are. We're horrific. I'm going to go with that.
Well, and then I think, especially for some of our people, because some of our people, we don't deal well with horror movies and stuff like that. There's always the good Halloween movies to watch, like Nightmare Before Christmas. Again, is that a Halloween movie? Is it a Christmas movie? I say it's both.
It is. You watch it both on Halloween. You watch it on Christmas as well. You watch it year round. That's a damn good movie.
I mean, any Tim Burton movie, really, like Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice and Corpse Bride.
Nah, man, you do not watch Coraline.
Oh, no.
Coraline is dark. Did you see Coraline?
No, I did not.
Okay, do not expect those beautiful movies that you just spoke about with like a little bit of the horror and a little bit. Don't think that with Coraline. Coraline is really dark. It's a lot darker than you think. And I don't think it's 100% Tim Burton.
No, it's Guillermo del Toro, I think, as well. That's why.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, that makes so much sense because he is sick and twisted. Just like when I saw The Orphanage, the only movie that I've enjoyed reading subtitles and watching because it's so good.
Oh, now that you said that, that's another weird movie if you want to watch it. Like weird thriller is called Orphan. That's a good one. Yeah.
So creepy. So creepy, Lauren.
But other movies to watch, guys, if you're looking for non-horror, creepy thriller suspense movies. Again, Guillermo del Toro movies. So you can watch Hellboy movies. You can watch
Hellboy.
Pan's Labyrinth.
No, that movie's dark. I would go with that's more horror than anything. That movie is dark.
I mean, there's
this
Dark
dude?
Shadows, but like that was okay with Johnny Depp. Yes, I know. The Pale Man.
Hocus Pocus is a classic. It's so, it's beautiful. It's whimsical.
Yeah,
right?
And there is another, I was just thinking about it, and then I got distracted by Guillermo del Toro movies. We were talking about Coraline, and then I think there's like Frankenweenie is kind of a cute movie.
Oh, it's so cute. A little dark.
A little dark, but that's
because
cute.
There's death, but it's really cute. It's a little wiener dog.
Yeah.
A wiener dog.
And there were some other ones, and now I can't think of it. And now I'm like, boo, I can't think of the movies I wanted to talk about. Whatever.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the NeuroNerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
So Felice and I are pretty horrific people, you know, and this is why we've been together a decade. Starting October 1st, we watch a horror movie every night throughout October. That's just what we do. We're sick, disgusting people, you know, and we've seen Peninsula because we love zombies. Of course, we're going to have to throw in Dawn of the Dead and like World War Z 28 days later. She hasn't seen 28 weeks later, and it's not as good as 28 days later, but it's still it's a good movie. So I think that's going to be on the docket, too. Oh, not The Ritual. Damn it. We're not going to watch Hereditary.
Oh, no, that's weird. That movie, that's scary.
That's scary. Also, wait, the other one. Oh my God.
He's going to watch The Right now, guys.
The Right, yeah, for sure. Midsommar. That might be the most disturbing movie I've ever seen. Have you seen Midsommar? Please say yes. If you haven't, please watch it. Please watch the whole thing and then literally hit me up and say, why did I watch
it? No, I already know what goes on. I've seen the spoilers.
The bear?
Yeah.
Do you know about the bear? Oh my God. It's awful, Lauren. Awful.
You also have the Ring series if you like the Ring movies.
I like the first one. The second one was
Poltergeist.
That was haunted too.
Ooh, House on Haunted Hill, The Haunting. Those are always good ones. And there's that series as well.
The original House on Haunting Hill or like the new House on Haunted
Hill? Well, you had the movie and then you had the series.
What about you have Dawn of the Dead. You have Day of the Dead, mm-hmm. Night of the Living mm-hmm. Dead. One of my favorite movies, if we're going like a little bit, it's like it's gore, but it's like zombie gore. The Reanimator.
I haven't seen that.
I lost my mind when I saw a bottom half of a torso run out of a room.
No. It was really that's weird. Not my jam. Well, Silent Hill.
It's an 80s movie. Silent Hill, the first one. First one was good. Second one was a piece of shit. Sorry.
I think also another like creepy movie. Tell me if I'm wrong. Deliverance. That's like
no. Oh, if I ever hear a banjo, I am running in the opposite direction. That would be like thriller suspense.
Yeah.
That, oh man, that's creepy. Oh, I'm so uncomfortable. Event Horizon is another really weird movie. I hated it when I first saw it, and then I saw it again. I was like, I still hate it. Third time, it was pretty good.
What was the 80s? Is it? It was like Jeff Goldblum, The Fly. Was it The Fly?
The Fly is, oh, I forgot about The Fly. It's Goldblum at his sexiest. He's all shirtless and sweating. And it's, who's the oh my God, the tall chick from Thelma and Louise?
Gina Davis.
Yeah. Oh, and if you want, also, you want to go non-horrific. Oh, I'm not into that stuff. Joe and Lauren, you crazy mm-hmm. psychopaths. If you're not, watch Beetlejuice.
Yeah, lovely movie. It's a great I remember the Holy Grail that you have to watch every Halloween. You're going to have to watch Addams Family and Addams Family Values.
Yes.
Those are my
beautiful
jam.
Movies. If we're going to go super like kiddie, mm-hmm. it's The Great Pumpkin Halloween. The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown.
Absolutely.
Gotta go Charlie Brown. I fell in love with Christina Ricci in The Addams Family. Yes. She was just so dark. She was just so adorable. And she was perfect. And, oh, what's his name? The main character in The Addams Family.
Raul Julia?
He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, was Puerto Rican. He died.
Yeah. Oh, sad. And he was also a terrible M. Bison in Street Fighter, but he was still great. He's a Puerto Rican in the lead character. I forget his name. Gomez Adams. There we go.
Well, and also, they're coming out with the remake on Disney Plus, I think, of The Witches. But you should watch the original Witches, which is with Angelica Houston, and that is creepy AF. No CGI. It's all practical effects.
That's not The Witches of Eastwick, is it?
It's just called Witches.
Okay.
I think it's on Hulu. Maybe it's on Netflix. But yeah.
Oh my gosh, Lauren, we have entertainment up the wazoo. Mm-hmm. We have Netflix, we have Hulu, we have HBO Max.
Amazon Prime.
We just got Peacock. We have Amazon Prime. We have Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. And I just got the DC streaming app because there's something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
There is. But anybody out there listening to this, yes, you. Oh, actually, you want to know the scariest thing? Live through 2020. Murder hornets. Somebody's going to be a murder hornet too for Halloween.
Ooh.
I am sure of it. Right?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's pretty good. Everybody out there, just bottom line, be safe. You know, you have to take care of yourself. You also have to take care of your family. You got to take care of your friends. Whatever you're going to do, just do it responsibly. If you guys are going to party, maybe party virtually, mm-hmm. right? There's several drinking holidays throughout the year where it would just be like, okay, let's see how many beers I can fit in my face, right? So it's normally New Year's. It's time to rage. It's St. Patrick's Day. It is, a 4th of July, right?
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. These are definitely the big drinking holidays. Another one is Halloween. Halloween is a day to party.
Moderation.
I didn't know what that word meant in my 20s. Basically, it was alcohol-induced hookups, which was great. There's nothing more beautiful about Halloween where a solid 8 will hook up with a 4. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a beautiful time of year. It is. I know it's not a thing right now, and that's okay. It's going to come back. But in the meantime, just enjoy yourselves in a different way. You know, maybe watch The Great pumpkin Charlie Brown instead of shoveling alcohol in your face and chasing girls, right? Isn't that just as much fun, Lauren?
All right, guys. So treat yourself to some high-end candy. Make a list of different types of movies to get you through and be safe this Halloween, guys.
And whatever you do, don't eat Peeps. Those are disgusting. So awful, man. And before we wrap up, Lauren, were you ever afraid that somebody was going to put ink in your candy or poison or a razor blade in your apple?
Not.
Those are the fears that I had growing
ink.
Up.
I did grow up about the razor blades and the poison. So my mom did check all our candy to make sure it was all sealed and nothing was opened and we didn't eat the fruit that was given to us.
Yeah. Who gives fruit? You psychopaths. That is the, you know what? Whoever gives fruit away on Halloween, that is the real, that's the real monster right there. So you're giving me an apple. Don't give me an apple. If it's not dipped in caramel or chocolate, right? You,
sorry.
You know what's great about Halloween? Frights like that. Because legitimately, I think I peed a little.
My phone got mad at me.
So whatever you guys do, be safe, you know, be healthy, be happy, and respect your fellow neighbor, right? Respect. We're all in this together. We have to, and that's how we're going to get past this together. So Lauren, I'm really excited to see your Jasmine costume. If you decide to do Jasmine, or if you decide to do a Mortal Kombat character, me personally, Jade, because I think you would look dope in that like emerald green. I don't know if you have emerald green, but if you do, I think it'd be
I'm
dope.
Like looking right now at my like costumes that are across from me. I'm like, maybe.
You know, maybe I'll do Jim from The Office and I'll just have like a name tag and say, yeah, but I'm Bob.
Nice. Right?
Or I'll be Three Hole Punch Joe. That was another great costume from Jim. So hey, the Neuro Nerds say stay safe, stay at home, stay healthy, stay happy. And if you want to do something with your time, hey, you should listen to episodes of the Neuro Nerds.
There you go, guys.
We are very entertaining.
And I'm frightening.
Very entertaining. You'll hear several times over, Joe is legitimately in fear of Lauren Almanzano. And on that note, I will go with our socials. Lauren, they can follow you at Lauren Almanzano on Instagram. They can follow me at JoeSoRocks all over the place. They can follow us at the Neuro Nerds everywhere. Lauren, that is the dopest shirt ever. It says Mother of Pole Dancers. Amazing. The content is just crazy over here. Hey, on that weird note, Lauren has the best shirt ever. Stay healthy, stay happy, stay safe. Note, these spooky Neuro Nerds are out.
Perfect.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.